Do complex legal issues hold you back? Let's get energized and bring clarity to your top legal questions. This is Law Talk with the Flock by Guzman Law Firm.
Hello, I'm your host, Gina Guzman, a CEO, lawyer, author, and woman business owner here to help navigate you through the law, your business, and life as a leader. For today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my RED philosophy and how Guzman Law Firm stays ahead in business and law. Okay, what is this RED philosophy? I came out with it when I wrote my book back in 2019 called Worth It, Business Leaders Ready, Execute, Deliver, R-E-D for RED. And for those of you that know me or have been following me in any way, you know that I absolutely love the color red. And this just really fits with our philosophy and our business model and all the way down to the fact that I love the color red. And I think red is bold and it shows confidence. And when you wear red, you should feel empowered. And that is what this red philosophy would help do for you as you think about your business and your leadership. Let's talk about each of the different parts of ready, execute, deliver. All right, so ready. In business and in law, how do you get ready? You have to prepare. You've got to do the tough work. You've got to lay the groundwork. You have to do your homework, so to speak. You got to make your plan. And when you're doing that, you might be getting education. You might be, you know, thinking through your business model, seeing what other people have done that have worked, pulling from other resources, investigating, doing research, you name it, but you're preparing to achieve your goal. And a big part of that too is you got to make sure that you know what your goal is. So part of getting ready is laying the groundwork. And I think that's really important to do when we are helping a client. One of the things I want to know when I first meet with a client is, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve here? How can I help you? And if I don't know what their goals are, I'm not going to be great at helping them accomplish that. So we always start with, what are your goals? And then as I'm thinking about getting ready, I look back at other cases. We might do some research there. We pull from the bank of experience that we have. And at this point in time, the Guzman Law Firm's got hundreds of years of experience among all of our lawyers, which is really exciting. And that was part of laying the groundwork too. We're able to help more clients and help people get bigger and grow themselves because we have grown at the Guzman Law Firm. So, all right, that's a lot about ready. Now let's talk about the E, execute. And how do we help people in business and the law execute? Okay, at some point in time, after you've made those plans, you've got to get busy with it. You got to take action. You have to move forward. And you have to start to put those plans into motion. And everybody knows those people that are always talking about what they're going to do. You don't want to be one of those. You have to actually do something about it. And I myself, one of my strengths is I'm an activator. And sometimes you have to make sure you did the ready part. But now when we're going to execute on things, that's when you're going to work on your feet a little bit, lay out your plan, and get to work on it. You break it out into bite-sized nuggets, and then that helps you achieve your goals. And I think as you're executing along the way, you're going to have to pivot a little bit and make sure that as you're moving through it, there will be things that you didn't anticipate, but you got to persevere and keep moving forward. And that's all what part of execute is about. I think executing really well also involves leadership and making sure that you have a great team. One of the tough lessons is you can't do everything by yourself. I'm actually trying to help my kids with this lesson right now. I think it's important that lawyers also learn that lesson because you can be an outstanding solo practitioner, but you're not going to be able to take on the really big cases or help on big deals if you're just an individual contributor. You have to have a team to make a bigger impact. And to have a team, you've got to be able to be a great leader. And there's a lot that goes into that. And I think that's a great podcast for another day. But let's move on to then deliver. How can you deliver in business and the law? Well, delivering again is going to have a lot to do with how you defined your goal and what is a win. So if you're going to go through these processes, you have to make sure at the end of the day that you deliver. And that's really required of the leader, is to make sure that you bring it home. At some point in time, you've got to make sure that you deliver that win, however that win was defined. sometimes in a court, for example, it's not necessarily the biggest judgment amount or that the other side got zero. The win may be that you help effectively navigate the public relations of the situation and that you were able to successfully resolve it and everybody thinks it was they were treated fairly. And or on both sides, if you mediated it, I think the rule of thumb usually is that both sides walk away a little bit unhappy. But if you got the case resolved and the client is satisfied and happy with it, that can be a win. If you got the deal done, the client's trying to expand their business and they're acquiring another company, you get the deal done for them and you help them acquire that business. And there's probably roadblocks along the way that you encountered while you're executing. But at the end of the day, you got to deliver it. And however that win is defined. So now that we've gone through the ready, the execute, and the deliver, what do? You start back over again. And it's a cycle and it repeats over and over again. Every day you're setting up to get ready to execute and deliver on those different goals in business and in the cases that you're working with your clients. So how does Guzman Law Firm help those business leaders get ready, execute, and deliver? We go through that very process. And we line out the strategies and the negotiations and figure out how it is that we're going to lay the groundwork to deliver that win. And ultimately, that is what makes the firm successful, is we have to be able to deliver for those clients. And I think working through these issues as a team and truly partnering with our clients is part of what's been able to help us go through the ready, execute, deliver model in our practice and in our own business. Thank you for listening today to Law Talk with the Flock. Have a great day, everyone. Go make it worth it. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for Law Talk with the Flock by Guzman Law Firm. We hope you feel energized and ready to soar past your goals. Become a Flock fan and subscribe to our podcast for weekly episodes. Learn more at guzmanlaw.com.